What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ah, yes, indeed. Happy game day, Who Dat Nation, here on the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, also Chris Coleman, running master control for us here as we get ready for the countdown to kickoff coming up at 1 o'clock. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be joining us. And then at 3:05, to be exact, is kickoff in SoFi Stadium between the New Orleans Saints and L.A. Chargers. And the Black and Gold's first preseason matchup of this season. We know that Spencer Rattler is going to be getting the guy getting the nod at starting in this matchup. But I imagine when they come back for the preseason contest against Jacksonville, we will probably see Tyler Shuck getting a run with the ones.
It'll be interesting because you remember when we spoke with Scott Shanley a couple of weeks back, Steve, he said that they want to have, if everything goes well,
right,
their starting quarterback for week one of the regular season decided by, you know, week two of the preseason. Right after the preseason game number two finishes against Jacksonville, you have a firm footing of who's going to be the starter for week one of the regular season. By now, it feels like it's still very much up in the air. Kellen said that during the presser on Friday, that even though he announced Spencer as the starter for preseason week one, that by no means means that he's the starter for regular season week one. So, but we'll see how he gets he said he earned the right to start this game. Throughout practice, he is in the lead for QB1. As Bobby has mentioned, throughout training camp coverage, in all likelihood, he will be QB1 when the Saints are playing the Cardinals. If the Saints were playing the Cardinals today, it would be Spencer Rattler taking those reps.
Yeah, and you've got to figure that with that 1 year of experience that Rattler has over Shuck,
sure,
it helps him because you're just a little more acclimated to the game. And from whoever's running the offense today, you definitely want to see a grasp of this offense, not sloppy play, you know, the people jumping off sides, things like that. And obviously the biggest one, I think, is coming out of this unscathed, very healthy.
I definitely want to see Tyler as well in this matchup because I think inconsistent is the best way to put how he's been at practice. But then you see all these other young quarterbacks that got drafted this past draft in 2025, and you're seeing them kind of show up in their early preseason action and look really, really solid in what was, you know, reported as not a good QB class. But a lot of these guys have been making plays in their first preseason action. Can Tyler Shuck kind of follow suit and do the same?
Yeah, we had mentioned that, you know, Shedeur Sanders balled out in
Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, all three of them looked really, really solid.
But if you have a sloppy outing from Tyler Shuck, oh boy, Who Dats are going to be waiting to sound off about that.
Oh yeah, you know it.
Looking at this QB rotation, we mentioned Rattler getting that start, going to be QB1 today. He talked about being that number one guy going into this first preseason matchup.
Super excited, you know, awesome opportunity. Excited to get out there with the guys and, you know, try to play some clean ball, try to score some points and have some fun with the guys out there.
Rattler learning a new offense, as in all the QBs are, with Kellen Moore now leading the way as the head coach and main offensive coordinator for this Black and Gold bunch. How's Rattler feeling in this offense right now?
I feel like just our group, we've been decisive, been playing fast. You know, we're all kind of playing well within the playbook, and we all understand it pretty well. And yeah, I just say, you know, we've been playing really decisive. Obviously, a lot of playmakers, so distributing the ball has felt good. Everybody's healthy, and the guys look good. O-line's been great up front. So yeah, I mean, just the operation has been good. Obviously, it's still a lot to work on, but I feel overall this camp's been there's been a lot of growth.
Talking about that growth for Rattler in Kellen Moore's scheme, what's it like been running this offense right now?
You know, it kind of urges the quarterback to play decisive, you know, get the ball out on time, play fast, get through your progressions, know where you're going with the ball. And like I said, we got so many playmakers that could separate and get open within our system. I think, you know, I think it's been not easy, but it's been a smooth growth throughout camp of just playing fast, playing decisive. And that's just not me. That's, you know, everybody doing their part to make the operation look smooth.
This next cut, Rattler's going to be short and to the point, talking about what he's looking to accomplish in this preseason game.
I just want to play fast, play clean, and make the big plays when they're there, but take the easy ones when they give them to you.
And finally from Rattler, the pressure of this QB competition. What's he think?
I'm not going to try to press out there. I'm just going to play ball. No need to press. You know, our group's looking good right now, feeling good right now. Just got to go out there, play clean, operate smooth, however long I'm out there, and just go play clean ball, score some points, but no need to press.
Spencer Rattler mentioned there, Charlie, the not pressing, you know, not trying to do too much when he gets his time under center. And that was one thing I feel like kind of plagued Tyler Shuck as a rookie in training camp. It was you saw him every rep that he was taking, what was going on in his mind. You could just feel that anxiety going on.
Overthinking maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You want to see these young guys be confident.
Decisive. Right.
Exactly. Be quick. And that's what he had said in that really short cut talking about what he was looking to accomplish. Play fast, right? But be decisive, be confident in what you're doing, and go out there and prove that you deserve to be this starter, right? For all three of these guys, this quarterback competition is still open. And Kellen said the preseason games are, quote-unquote, part of the puzzle, right, for deciding the starter.
Yeah.
They throw all the stuff from training camp in there as well, all the practice sessions, the scrimmages, and then they use, you know, the preseason action is almost the final piece of the pie in figuring out who is going to be the QB1 week one, Sunday, September 7th versus Arizona. So,
yeah, like you're talking about there, I don't think the preseason's everything, but when you're actually getting those that live game reps, I would think those are a little more weighted snaps.
Right. I think part of the puzzle is maybe even underselling it a little bit. I think it's a big piece of the pie, but it's still part of the pie, right, in this entire QB competition. So, yeah, I mean, go out there and prove it. That's what you want to see from Spencer Rattler. Be confident. This is your second preseason now, second offseason with the black and gold. And go show that you've made some strides, right? Former fifth-round pick, you weren't expected to be the starter, obviously, year one. Now you're in that competition to potentially earn that role. So you definitely want to see him be confident.
And you're hoping that the growth, there's growth from last year because you did get thrown to the Wolves right off the bat unexpectedly because of Derek Carr's injury, and now the Saints are in a, you know, odd situation with three young guys vying for this starting gig because Derek Carr did walk away from playing football. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
But it's like we had said almost with some of the guys in different spots, the opportunity that's available to him for him to go out and take this job by the reins. So it should be very interesting to see how Spencer Rattler handles this because, I mean, it sounds like he's made strides in his second offseason, but you still have to win this battle. It's still up for grabs. Go get it.
Yeah, I definitely believe in the confidence of Rattler, a guy that carries himself with that, I know you termed that title, that aura, that air about him.
Yeah.
He definitely carries that, and you can feel that when he's speaking. Now can a healthy offensive line and, you know, an accompaniment of weapons around him. It was definitely not a fair evaluation last year.
Correct.
So I'm not going to hold what, you know, went wrong for Rattler last season against him.
Yeah, the cupboard was a little bit bare when your wide receiver one was Marquez Valdez-Scantling and your starting offensive line was just makeshift because of all the injuries that the Saints suffered up front. This is something that I guess we could bring up now, Steve, before we get into the Tyler Shuck audio.
Yeah.
One thing that's a little bit concerning to me about this Saints team is, yes, they have plenty of talent on their offensive line, the starting five unit. The depth is a little bit of a concern. Granted, Bobby's made a great point about this. No team in the NFL has offensive line depth right now. It is one of the premium spots that has kind of been underserved in recent years. But behind Kelvin Banks Jr., Trevor Penning, Eric McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Taliese Fuaga left to right, like, who are the guys? Because typically you'll carry, you know, nine, maybe eight offensive linemen, right? Kind of the reserves, guys like Landon Young, Dylan Radins, Will Clapp, you know, Shane Lemieux. I think you guys had mentioned Josiah Isserim, who was the seventh round pick last year, has had issues at tackle, backup tackle, but he's going to get some run today, get some evaluation there as well. It just feels like behind those starting guys, if, and there always are injuries on the offensive line, but if the Saints suffer injuries on the offensive line like they did last year, I mean, that unit could definitely be in trouble.
Another one that's been kind of, you've written his name down in notes during training camp and someone that you're keeping an eye on, Torricelli Simpkins III.
Yeah. I mean, he's an interior guy.
Yeah.
Right. So he's going to be in that competition with someone like Dylan Radins, Will Clapp, Shane Lemieux, kind of other veteran pieces that are the backups on the interior. My question mark is like tackles, right? You like what you have in those two picks, the first round picks over the last 2 years with Tali Fuaga and Kelvin Banks. But if either one of them goes down, I guess it's like Landon Young is your immediate replacement.
I would think so because he's got the most experience.
You're kind of flex tackle. But then who's, I guess, tackle four, you would say? Like, who's the other backup tackle on the list right now? Is it Isserim, the former seventh round pick? Because from what we've been hearing from camp is he's had some issues.
A little bit of a turnstile.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I mean, if you're talking about depth on the offensive line, it's definitely a little bit concerning to me entering this upcoming season.
One of the, you know, guys on that tackle spot that they recently brought in, it was Jonathan Mendoza, just
He's a massive dude.
He stands out for sure when you see him on the field.
So even if you don't see the starting five on the Saints offensive line get a ton of run today, that's going to be something to watch. Like, can any of these guys really stand out as far as depth pieces? You know what your starting five is for week one. But who's going to kind of emerge and make the 53-man roster at offensive line? That's something to keep an eye on, too.
That's actually something you bring up there. You're thinking that starting five is set. I think the really biggest question was Trevor Penning adjusting to the guard spot, and would someone like Dylan Radins push him for a starting role?
Yeah.
And I guess we'll still kind of wait and see. But the reviews of Penning thus far at training camp haven't been negative, thankfully.
Yeah, I remember Jeff had that exclusive with Brendan Nugent, the offensive line coach, and he talked about, and Trevor's embraced the move to guard too. Like he's
all about it, right?
Yeah, he thinks that it fits his skill set better than tackle does. Brendan Nugent agreed that, you know, when you're at guard versus when you're at tackle, there's less space to work in, and you can be a lot more physical at guard, and he can kind of fits his mauling play style, right, better than maybe a tackle did, where you're a little bit more out on an island. When you're at guard, there's less space. We talk about the quote-unquote phone booth, like you're fighting in a phone booth. That's what Trevor Penning's good at, and playing left guard, I think it's going to be a good switch for him. That was one of the positions at camp that we had, similar to kind of like the Blake Groupie versus Charlie Smith, we're like, oh, is Trevor Penning going to have to earn that spot? It feels like he's kind of earned it already, and that starting five offensive line is kind of set in stone. It's more about who are going to be the guys behind them.
It's really amazing, and we talk about it a lot, the investment that the Saints squad made into that offensive line, four first-round picks and a high second-rounder with Eric McCoy at center.
Yeah, and Kellen said that it's got to be the leadership group on this team. And by the time you're in the back half of the season, right, this team is going to be led by that offensive line unit because of all the talent that's up front and all the talent that they've invested in building that front five. Kellen said it multiple times before, it's a big boy game, and they want to have the talent in the trenches, and they have plenty of it on that front five for the offensive line.
Would love to see him be able to mold and shape this Saints offensive line the way the Eagles O-line has turned out.
Man, let me tell you something. If Kelvin Banks and Tali Fuaga can turn into what they got at the tackle spots over in Philadelphia with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, I think a lot of Saints fans would be very, very happy.
Want to hear you folks sound off on our WWL talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. We're going to step away on the Caesar Sportsbook first take. When we get back, we'll hear some audio from the other QB in the mix, Tyler Shuck. So stay tuned right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yo. Welcome back into First Take, folks. We do have preseason action going on before the black and gold begin. Dolphins taking on the Bears today, and I'll be curious to see exactly what Chicago decides to do. Is, will Caleb Williams get some run? Haven't seen early on what the plan was for the Dolphins and Bears games with starters out there. But Caleb's another one coming into this year. Kind of a ho-hum, you know, rookie season for him last year.
He flashed the talent, but he was just not very comfortable in the pocket. And yes, you can talk about their offensive line being bad, but you know, when you're sacked 65 plus times in a 17 game season, some of those sacks are on you as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to click on here to see what's
going
on.
Tua's getting some runs, so I imagine.
And Tyson Bagent was in. He was 2-for-4 for 13 yards already, so no Caleb.
So no Caleb. I guess it's week one of the preseason. You're seeing some teams. Every team kind of goes about it a little bit differently. Some teams will play their starters right off the bat. Other teams will kind of hold them out, maybe play them in week two, maybe play them in week three. Just give them a little bit of run at some point. I don't even think you're going to really see any teams just say, we don't want to give our starters any run at all throughout the preseason. So I would be surprised if Caleb doesn't play week two or week three, but they're not playing him week one, apparently.
We know that starting with the twos today, it will be Tyler Shuck, the rookie, getting his run at quarterback. Spencer Rattler, the main man today, starting for the black and gold, that 3 o'clock kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio against the Chargers. Shuck was asked after Friday scrimmage, how's he been feeling as a rookie in camp so far?
I'm getting more and more comfortable each day. I think that's been my whole goal, just get better and grow each day. And I think as time goes on, and I think we actually get into, you know, more realistic football as far as call it period, scrimmaging, stuff like that, where that's where I feel like I'm the best in my own game. And I feel like I can continue to get better. But I think it's, you know, I'm going to try and get better each day, and I think I've done that.
He talked about the scrimmages, that one that was last week, and then on Friday the Black and Gold had another one out west. How's it been running the offense during those?
A lot of great efficiency when we were getting down there, and then a couple times in the red zone we didn't really finish how we wanted to. So I think it was a lot of fun for me, just kind of, I think that kind of triggered for me mentally, just kind of going out there and playing and not trying to be too perfect, having fun. So I think it's been a really good progression for me, and excited to kind of get out there on the game.
You heard Chuck say right there, you know, it's not going to be perfect, and that's hard to stomach as a competitor in the NFL. But he also knows that he's got to be a guy that's improving every day at practice.
I'm not going to be Tom Brady or Drew Brees in training camp right now. I want to aspire to continue to grow, and I think the coaches have done a good job of just facilitating
a lot of these practices, and especially kind of towards the end where we're getting into more realistic scenarios, and I feel like I've, you know, progressively gotten better and more comfortable. But I expect myself to play at the, you know, the best of my ability, and I think the lesson I've learned is just you're going to have to accept failure sometimes and keep going, you know what I mean?
Charlie and I talked about we don't know how these reps are going to go, and there's a limited number of them as well. Shuck talked about handling the snaps he does get.
Every time I'm out there, I want to throw with conviction and operate and bring a lot of juice to the huddle and making sure we're procedurally good and all those things. And if you look at it analytically, and you know, that's how I want to do it, how I want to operate and have fun with it.
This is a big one today for Shuck, even though it's not a starting spot for him. But when he does get on the field, you just want to see command, that confidence, and definitely no turnovers.
Kellen Moore and the Saints offensive staff are the only ones that know what percentage of the snaps these guys are going to get. If I had to just look into my crystal ball, though, Steve, pull the rabbit out of the hat, make my prediction, I think Shuck's probably going to get the most run of all three of these guys today. Wouldn't you expect? Because if you're talking about Spencer coming out early, maybe he gets some good run in the first quarter, potentially into the second quarter.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he even takes it to the half.
You think he's going to play the full first
half? Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to wait and see. Your guess is as good as mine, though.
I mean, that's just my kind of prediction, is how much run does Rattler get with the ones, and then maybe he gets a little bit of run with some of the backup players, and then I think you probably see where this quarterback competition's at with who comes out next. Is Jake Haener the second guy out of the tunnel, or is it Tyler Shuck? So, but if you're talking
about... I think it's Shuck. I think you do too, huh?
I would agree, but we don't exactly know. It's all kind of predicting at this point. We could be completely wrong. I would imagine it would be Shuck next, and then Haener as well. All three guys are going to get some type of run. It's going back to the pie analogy, what percentage of the snaps is Rattler going to get? What percentage of the snaps is Shuck going to get? What percentage of the snaps is Haener going to get? I say Shuck because you've seen him in the practice setting, but you haven't really, and you've seen him in the scrimmage setting as well, but you haven't seen him in the game setting yet. Kind of throw the kid out there, yeah. Right? Give him a few drives. Let him kind of get his feet wet, so to speak, in the preseason action. If I'm Kellen Moore and that offensive coaching staff, I want to get a very strong look at what the kid looks like under the lights.
Another guy that's trying to make an impression, though, Jake Haener, still in the mix in this QB competition. We don't necessarily, I think, feel like he's in the running for that number one gig, but he's hanging in there, though.
Yeah,
definitely has not looked like a guy you wouldn't, if you're comparing him to what we've seen out of Tyler Shuck, and that's not fair either for Shuck as a rookie in this camp, but we've seen Haener hanging in there.
Exactly, and the fact that he's still part of that job kind of shows how tight it is, or part of that competition. It's going to come down to the next couple weeks. And we're getting close to the regular season. You have to have a QB1 decided well before then.
Yeah,
and
we can't say early in camp anymore.
Exactly. We're 2.5 weeks into camp. We're now into the preseason action. This is where the Saints finally get their last part of the evaluation, and the coaching staff will make that decision.
Definitely a disappointment for Haener, but what was it like for him and not being named the Game 1 preseason starter?
Just got to make the most of every opportunity I can. At the end of the day, I just got to go in with whatever group I'm supposed to be in with at the time and go and execute.
You heard him right there. Whatever group I'm supposed to be in with, so he doesn't know the rotation either, right? That's at that moment on Friday after the scrimmage.
It will be interesting to see if he is the second guy out there, because we know all three of them are going to get some run. It's so hard to predict. Only Kellen Moore knows, and that offensive coaching staff says, oh, we want to see more of this guy in under the lights, in actual game action against an opponent, versus what you've seen so far throughout training camp at practice against yourselves.
Haener's another dude, though, that you know, he carries himself with confidence. You feel he walks the talk. How's he feeling about his camp so far?
I feel like every time I'm out there, I feel like I do a good job of operating, you know, finding completions, trying to limit turnovers, obviously, and make good decisions. But at the end of the day, I feel like I've done a really good job of processing, executing, getting the ball out of my hand and finding my checkdowns when I have to.
Jake Haener, the Saints' other quarterback in this battle that, you know, kind of, I don't want to say he's forgotten about, but definitely doesn't get talked about as much as Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler.
Right, because, you know, the start that he did get last year when he was given that opportunity.
Didn't even get a full start.
Did not go well. And that's been the criticism of Jake Haener, is practice player, not a game player. And so for Jake, go out and prove people wrong. Go out and have a good performance in the preseason. All of these guys are, that's why it's such a really fun competition to watch, is because nothing's decided there yet. Like, once again, if the season was starting tomorrow, Spencer Rattler would likely be your game one starter. However, it does not start tomorrow. We have 3 weeks of the preseason to go through. All of this tape that the Saints coaching staff is going to be able to grab and evaluate and kind of use to help them make that final decision about who QB1 is going to end up being. We'll see what happens, man. It's going to be one of my biggest questions entering today's contest is, how many snaps is each one of these guys going to get? How many drives is each one of these guys going to get? It also kind of depends on per drive basis, because like Bobby had mentioned earlier in the week, if Spencer Rattler gets the start and he goes three and out, I mean, that's six reps that you're getting. It's not a bunch. So you kind of extend it a little bit past what you were initially expecting.
Going to take your calls on the WWL Talk and Text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into some more audio. Hear from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, an interview that the Cajun Cannon and I did at training camp earlier in the sessions. We'll take a break here on First Take, brought to you by Caesar Sportsbook, and be back with even more right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Be well. Oh, yes, indeed. Nothing like Saints football. Just saw our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, tweeting out, it is football day, hashtag Saints, and in a view of SoFi Stadium. Just great to be back in the mix, Charlie. We've obviously, it's been tons of talking, speculating, yep. You know, but now we get some kind of game action, even though it is just preseason.
Finally, man. And the Saints fans had to wait, too. Think of all the games that happened yesterday, and the Saints are the final game of week one of the preseason. Sure, why not?
And we'll give a shout out to, as well, Jay Johnson. Thank you for and the Tigers for carrying us to a little longer to get, you know, into the football season thing of things. But That College World Series run for the Bayou Bengals was awesome.
Definitely shortens our offseason, Steve.
We definitely appreciate that. The Cajun Cannon and myself, we're talking about the running back competition. Caught up with former LSU Tiger Clyde Edwards-Helaire earlier in Saints training camp and wanted to play that as we get ready to get into preseason game number one, since Clyde's a guy who we expect to get pretty much a good run today in the opener. Let's hear what Clyde Edwards-Helaire had to say at camp.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Happy to welcome in now Saints running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How's it been going this training camp, man?
It's going good. It's going good. You know, just being able to get the reps where the reps are needed. Obviously, you know, we got a lot of heads and a lot of backs in the running back room. So it's really just been really just understanding the offense. If you can understand the offense, being able to get on the field and execute and making your reps count.
Clyde, today looks like one of your better practices. I said, well, that looks like, you know, then I take you down to the ground, and I gave you like three carries for 20-plus yards. So that's like a 7-yard average.
Yeah.
And it seems like your vision was really smooth out there today.
Yeah, most definitely. I would say, I mean, even talking to the running back coach the past few weeks, he would say most of my runs have been pulled in the RPO game. So he really just wanted to get the ball in my hand most definitely today so we can, you know, see some runs. And I told him, like, put the ball in my hand. I'll still show you, you know, what I can do and what I can showcase. So, you know, even if I was talking to Nuss today, he was like, you know, we want to get the ball in your hand and see you move a little bit. So just still showing that I'm that dude when I got the ball in my hand and rolling. So that's what you're seeing today, me getting the opportunity.
Yeah, speaking of that opportunity, I'm sure you're expecting that, you know, obviously when you're going out to California, that'll continue, and then the Chargers preseason game.
Yeah.
And it's all about those opportunities and reps. And you being a veteran now, you know those reps are valuable, and how you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the name of the game, you know, just really being available when you when your number's called, and then not only that, executing when you are available. So, you know, I would say this being my sixth year in the league, I kind of know what is expected and what should be showcased, and I'm going to go out there and make it happen.
Clay, because you in the huddle with him, what would, like, separate a guy because you play with him and, like, a Pat Mahomes versus these young quarterbacks we have out here right now? Like, if you can say one, two, or three things, like, and everyone's different, yeah, but then you can say, like, whoa, you could see Pat Mahomes, why he's Pat Mahomes. So.
I would say really just always being not even two steps ahead of everybody. I would say playing with those guys, already kind of knew what type of play call was coming in, already knew what the head coach was thinking, making adjustments on the fly as far as being able to see the defenses. And then just having the wherewithal to understand, like, oh, well, some of these plays don't work. So I'm going to have to make some adjustments to make sure we get the ball downfield or just be more successful than what the defense is going to be on this play. And once you kind of get that aspect down and knowing, like, positive yards are always a positive thing, being able to move the chains is always positive, and understanding that, you know, it's not always about the bomb. Sometimes yeah, getting to the check down will make you live longer so you can have more success on the further end of the field.
You mentioned the running backs coach earlier. What's it like having Joel Thomas now in the mix? He's back in black and gold too this year.
Yeah, I would say JT came in and really just had his foot in and knowing, like, I'm back home too, as far as from his perspective and his standpoint. He talks about, you know, him bringing in and being with AK and then being with Mark early on and talks about all the guys that he had. But it's really just him knowing what the Saints were all about is a huge deal. You know, it's one thing, you know, I grew up around it and seeing it, but it's one thing when you have somebody who was actually in the building who felt it. And, you know, so he's bringing his perspective on it and his winning. And I feel like that's same all the way down the board.
Clyde, how fortunate you feel, because you know how football is such a priority in Louisiana, playing for the LSU Fighting Tigers and now the New Orleans Saints. And arguably, I think it was the best college season ever. And, you know, right now, I think that's what LSU's looking for. But we need that run game, you know, going back to when y'all were national champions. But how does it feel just to be a part of that? And you know how the fans appreciate football here in these parts?
it's second to none, and I would say I feel it, man. I was born, I was raised here. I know what football means. I know, you know, how different it makes the whole
community,
you know, feel, and just how our reaction to how, when good football is played, everything is better. I feel like the weather's better, the food is better. And me being here, you know, I've lived, you know, on a team and in experience and in the city where we didn't lose a game, and you felt like you were bringing the city joy and the state joy every single weekend. And just being able to be here, and I'm wanting to do that on a professional level is something that I want to do. So just having the opportunity to do it with the Saints is more than enough to fulfill my dreams, and I most definitely want to fulfill them here. Being able to finish off everything, or you know, get a Super Bowl ring, or just play for as long as I possibly can for the Saints is most definitely what I want to do.
How you think Tiger fans should be feeling week one going at Clemson?
Oh, man, feeling great, because I'm going to be on the plane headed there too. So
nice.
I'm excited.
Thanks so much for the time, Clyde. Good luck to you, and look forward to seeing you in action in the preseason and regular season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
Just heard from running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire there, going into year two with the Black and Gold and seeing, you know, what kind of role he can carve out in this offense. You know, it wasn't an ideal start for him in Kansas City. His rookie year was all right, but after that, just really regressed.
Clyde saying, quote, that I want to still prove that I'm that dude with the ball in my hands. I like that from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, because, I mean, Steve, we've talked about it a little bit ad nauseum almost in the first 2 hours of this pregame show. That running back spot is so, so fun, because past Kamara, it's question marks. Yeah, you can pencil in Kendrick Miller's your RB2, but you got to earn that role.
Where Clyde definitely, I think, has an edge over these other folks is how active and successful he is in the receiving game. Yeah.
And that's why I think it's, because it's a similar thing with Marcus Shorns, the UDFA out of Delaware. I feel like those two are almost going to cancel each other out. One of them's going to win between Clyde and between Yarns. Do you want to go with the kind of the younger unknown, or more of the experience with Clyde, or the rookie with Yarn? So those two are kind of play a similar role in the Saints running back room. You're looking for guys past Alvin that will give you something different. Devin Neal could potentially be like the more of the hammer, right, in the running back spot.
Velus Jones Jr., he's a former receiver converted to running back, so you know he's more of that pass catching option as well, but definitely got the speed.
But Velus has a little bit more to it with the special teams aspect as well, potentially, that he can win that spot. All three of those guys, it feels like, could be battling it out for that fourth and final spot of the Saints running back room. Because right now, if we're projecting 3 weeks down the road where the Saints are making their cuts to get to that 53-man roster, we're thinking, obviously, Alvin, and then past that, Kendre in all likelihood, Devin Neal in all likelihood, because you use that draft pick on him, and then who's going to be the fourth guy? And it's all these, you know, veterans and the young guy in Yarns battling it out for that last spot. Is it going to be Clyde? Is it going to be Cam Akers? We really haven't mentioned that much.
You're right. The veteran we know has dealt with some injury history in the past.
And apparently he got some run as the two on the Friday scrimmage.
Right.
So the Saints are obviously getting their good look at him too throughout the training camp action, preseason action. Clyde is in that mix. Velus Jones Jr. is in that mix. The running back competition, it's one of my favorites behind the quarterback to keep an eye on throughout the preseason, especially starting today.
Yeah, for me right now, we've talked about Kendre Miller. I have him in pencil as that number
Not
two guy. Now, that third and fourth spots, I really don't know.
And do you carry four on your active 53-man roster? Or, like Deuce had kind of projected, that you carry three, and then the fourth guy is going to be on the practice squad? We'll just kind of have to see, Steve. And maybe, if it is like the fourth guy on the practice squad, you kind of tend to lean towards the younger guy in a Marcus Yarns, but he's got to show up throughout the preseason as well. Every one of these running backs, just like the quarterbacks, has to make the most of their reps to win whatever competition they're in, whether they're in competition for that RB2 spot or whether they're in competition for RB3 or 4.
Getting closer to the countdown, the kickoff, folks, just 10 minutes away before the Cajun Cannon. Bobby Hebert joins us as we get ready for Saints football taking on the LA Chargers. Preseason game number one, folks. 3 o'clock kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. Taking a break. We'll be right back with more. So stay tuned after this on WWL. Indeed, coming up next, the countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Get all his insights and thoughts as we get into preseason game number one. Charlie, the day is just beginning, but man, oh man, feels good to be back in black and gold action here.
Yes, sir, even though it is the preseason, and it's the last preseason week one game, which is crazy.
Just got to get through the preseason quick and get to the regular season.
Well, that's the funny thing, is we always talk about this. We're like, oh, when does training camp get here? And then we get to training camp, like, oh, when does real football get here? The preseason gets here. Like, oh, when does the regular season start? It's like one thing after the next, but we're in that second phase right now where we're excited that the preseason's back, and then next week we're going to be, oh, come on, let's get to the Cardinals
this
game already.
This isn't real football. Yeah,
exactly. But it's all going to be fun.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many things we talked about that you're looking forward to seeing in this Saints preseason opener. For me, definitely the QB reps, and who's going to be taking what we after Spencer Rattler gets that run with the first teamers. And then, you know, we talked a lot about the running backs. I'm so curious how this ends up playing out behind Alvin Kamara.
That and also what, because Kellen had said about half a dozen on each side of the ball as far as the starters will not be playing in this game. Right. So who's actually not going to be playing?
I think we could scratch off Alvin, Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis.
And probably Olave because of that ankle issue that he's dealing with.
That's a good one too, because I don't want to test him out right now either.
You know, we'll kind of see what ends up happening with the rest of the defense.
Four.
Probably check off, I mean,
Justin. Maybe McCoy? Or do you want him in there?
We had talked about this earlier in the week that I want to see the starting five right off the bat. Just give them some type of run immediately because you have three new pieces in new places, right? So let's see them get a little bit of run. You're not asking them to play a ton of football, at least right off the bat, but just have them play some snaps against the Chargers defensive front. It doesn't have to be a full half or a full game or anything like that, but just give them a little bit.
Another one I'm curious about, Juwan Johnson, tight end, because he was dealing with a groin issue.
We'll see.
He kind of let him sit off to the side and let some of the other tight ends get the reps.
Get Jack Stoll and Michael Jacobson.
That's what we've been seeing at practice.
Right. Maliki Matavau, the seventh-round rookie. Get those guys some run.
Well, that's a wrap on our first edition of the Caesar Spurtsburg First Take for this year, Charlie. Well, great to be back in the flow, like we said, and preseason will be short because just three matchups going on.
Yeah, this is the last time I'm going to be doing this for a while, Steve, actually, because they got the four straight home
games.
Right,
you're my away guest.
Yeah, right. So I'll be back September 21st when they're at Seattle, but it definitely was a lot of fun.
For Coleman and Charlie, I'm Steve Geller taking a break. We'll be right back with more as the countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannons about to start. So stay tuned, folks, on WWL Saints Radio. Who dat?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.